Yo, what is up, ladies and gentlemen, familia, fam, however you want to put it. I am your host, Noan El Boricua, and welcome to your dose of cultura, faith, and conexiones that fuels pasión in all that you do every day. But for this episode, I want to focus more on the year as we get ready to celebrate this Thanksgiving holiday. So once again, I want to say welcome. And, you know, I think for a lot of us, when we think about, you know, relaxing and just enjoying a good time, it's really understanding, okay, what can I do to be able to enjoy this moment right now? So, I'm thinking of having un cafecito con leche y bueno de tener una plática about what's been going on lately and what we're trying to do. So, sit back, relax, and as always, let the beat drop. On today's episode, I wanted to be able to take you guys back. And as we know, Thursdays are always the throwback Thursday for many of us, for those that love social media. And I want to take you back for a moment where I really needed to reflect. Now, mind you, for many of those that know me personally, or for those of you that have been listening to our podcast, I am a man of faith and I do believe in God. And as I look at 2020, it's been crazy. And man, dude, like I think about these moments that have been going on for my wife, for our kids, for my teammates at work during the day, for my teammates that I work in our community with our church, and also other nonprofit organizations that I have a chance to be a part of. And I say, yo, 2020, as crazy as it's been, I had COVID, I came down with pneumonia. You know, our son was challenged being an essential worker, working, you know, in another state. Our youngest son having to be able to maneuver Zoom school as a high school teenager. It's a lot. It's a lot to be able to comprehend and really to understand the awareness. So I want to share with you guys, I want to be fully transparent that this was something that I wrote while I was on a plane headed to a speaking engagement. And it just hit me really hard. And I want to be able to share this with you guys. And I hope it can bring some inspiration, but also give you a lens of like how I am wired. And I know I don't go too into detail, but this was kind of a journal entry. Now, remember our last episode? If you didn't get a chance to check it out, it's, you know, season 2, episode 2. I spoke about journaling, so important. And for me, I do digital journaling as well, aside from having an actual physical paper and pen, you know, writing old school status, quote unquote. And I spoke about the H, your have to do's for the day. I spoke about the letter G, what are you grateful for? And I also talked about the letter L, about letting go. And we're going to get into that. Now I'm going to share an entry of what I said on a particular day. And I hope you guys can enjoy this. I hope it can be hopefully some motivation, maybe a reminder, maybe a time to be able to reflect. Because here's the thing. If you're looking to refuel, sometimes you have to look back to see where you came from, appreciate where you're at now, and look forward to what's coming in the future. So hopefully you guys enjoy this and check this out. October 20th. 2017, 8:51 p.m. On my way to Chicago, I'm sitting in the middle chair, and it dawned on me, how did I get here? You know, they say in sports that after a certain amount of years, if you haven't won the championship, it's probably time to think that it'll never happen. Maybe better become a free agent and, quote, get your money bag. You know, it's all about the cash payout. Yet, I don't see it that way. It was instilled in me at a very young age that we all can win the championship. Yet, my journey's been quite different. My parents divorced. We moved in with my abuelita at a young age. Yet, my abuelita passed away as a teenager that I was. That we moved in with my aunt. And at the age of 18, I had to move back to where my abuelita raised us. My brother and I are very different, yet we are so driven for success. I meet the most amazing girl coming back to the neighborhood. And in college, we actually become young parents and we get married. I step down from a leadership position in my church and I actually go through this spiritual journey like never before. I questioned every step and yet I find that God is telling me your time is coming. My wife and I go through the struggles of being young parents, yet by God's grace, we are loved by Him. We instill His love in our family and in each other. The news comes that my mama is ill, and that she actually is in a coma and has AIDS. On her birthday, we gave her a kiss and we said, until next time. I share the news with my father of what happened to my mom, and I also share about God's love. Here's the thing, we see each other very sparingly. From a ministry perspective, my love asked me to only focus on a few items and to be able to invest in us. And she was right. I mean, I tried it all. I started a business, I started a magazine, you name it. I made many mistakes along the way. Then I join a radio station in Los Angeles. It's youth-driven, and I meet the most amazing people that marked me to be in a Spanish rock band as a drummer. Those years were like none other. My family traveled when possible. Our son grew up on the road. My love ensured to always make sure to be safe. And then the moment came that I left the band. Now, why? Well, my son wanted his papi to show him to play baseball. You know, the rest is history, you can say. That at 13, he then decides to go the route of learning a martial art that called Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. And guess what? I join him. And then we have a new addition, our youngest son. Now, we're not rich, but here's the thing. We got each other and God. My brother-in-law gets a call from God, and till this day, we've always said that he left us too soon. At this time, I am a part-time youth pastor, and I work full-time for one of the most amazing companies in the world. Pretty cool, I know. But going back to the championship, right? Yes, the championship. Our oldest son graduates from high school with many honors and accolades and goes off to college. Go Ducks! Our youngest son heads to middle school. And at this point, I'm learning about how God connects us all. See, the key player is my friend Mario. Through the good and the ugly, he is constantly pushing me. That God truly puts many people in the mix. Just to name a few, Ricky, Chris, Troy, Abner, Obi, Louise, Larry, Mike, Justin, Lisa, the Vega fam, Alfonso, the Cornejo fam, my pastors, Rudy, Oscar, Maria, Esteban, David, Vince, Claudia, Isaac, and Lipe. Lipe is the key, and I know it. See, God put him to have me realize that I'm on route to win the championship. And I speak to my wife of thinking, like, what will we do the rest of our lives? And I ask her to go with me to New York because she loves New York City. That was her dream. And that trip, till this day, is a game changer. See, Lipe's father, being a pastor, spoke the most needed words ever in our lives. He spoke to be able to invest in each other, to get away from everyone, and that we always have a home in New Jersey. Thank you. See, again, it's October 20th, 2017. And in the past year, my wife and I have traveled more than ever. I love her. And as for me, God has pushed me into what I call now a solo drummer. Now, here's a question. Why? Well, because all I've ever wanted to do is just keep a solid rhythm with no distractions to the band, aka the team. But then I get the news of my father. I find out that he was in a coma. My stepmom shares with me that in all the years we didn't speak, that he was very proud of me. I didn't understand how. Yet in the weeks to come of being together in the hospital and being brought up to speed, my papi really was proud of me. That broke me. And in the days I had left with him, it was those long days of telling him everything I've been through. We laid him to rest, and even better knowing that he accepted Jesus as his personal savior. See, I never thought that would happen, because that's a story for another day. Yet, he did. I'm so grateful for my friends and family that were there to support us during that time. I was thrown off my rhythm, but this time God has told me to play the solos of speaking, sharing, and motivating others to their purpose and calling. And I was scared, and sometimes especially as of late. Yet this year, I've traveled more than ever, meeting new families in the cities of Dallas, Chicago, Orlando, North Carolina, New York, Panama. And I've worked with many schools and working to build more relationships. My friend Jose Rodriguez, aka J-Rod, has been my catalyst. He's spoken to us of what God will do, and damn, I have no words how they've came to fruition. Here I am now, as a recruiter for one of the most amazing companies in the world, in the most beautiful city in the world, Los Angeles, California. I just came back from an amazing training from our WHQ location, ready to find and seek the best talent to work for us. See, that's my day job. At night, I'm called to make our youth the next generation of disciples for the kingdom of God. Wait. Scratch that. My calling is to motivate, inspire, lead the next generation of leaders 24/7, 365 days out of the year, everywhere I walk. Team no sleep, grind every day, surround myself with others that are answering the call to greatness. It's 2017. I'm 40 years old, married 20 years, have worked for this amazing company for 15 plus years, and have completed in this past August of 2017, 15 years in serving in my home church here at ODEB. Couple other cool moments with our radio show, working with UIWI, FCA, and E625, working with and supporting the kingdom. Here's the question, is if I've won the championship? Let's just say that we'll find out very soon. You know, when I look back, I remember sitting in the plane. And if you've been on a flight to Chicago, it's quite a ride. It's a few hours. It's not a 1 hour flight. And when I wrote that note, I remember tears running down my eyes at certain moments of that entry that I put in my journal. But I guess I wanted to just share that with you guys, that sometimes that G, standing for grateful, I think this journal entry really showed me that I continue to set those standards and those goals, but more importantly, that I'm so grateful for my wife. I'm so grateful for my kids. I'm so grateful for my teammates that I really call familia. And I'm really, really, really grateful for God. And along the way, there's been some unique challenges, but I really believe that this year, 2020, and this moment that I'm sharing with you guys, I've had the opportunity to be able to look back at some journal entries. And I can tell you that these 3 years have been so fast that there's been some very big challenges, some highs and some lows. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as I reference of being that drummer, I keep the beat in order to make sure that we don't stop the song that's been given to us. So I hope, as you've heard me share this journal entry, I want to say thank you for that if you're still listening. But I also want to say, please remember to refuel. Please remember to be able to reflect and look back and know that where you're at today, it's only a part of the bigger story of what's coming down in the future. So stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And I want to say that on behalf of the Fuel Pasión Podcast, Familia, La Comunidad, thank you for joining us. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of this year. And I hope you guys are excited to look forward to these next few episodes. It's going to be a good time. So I'm going to end this now because you get emotional when you reflect. And as you go through a lot of things, you realize like, yo, everything's going to be all right. And you know what? I'm going to keep fueling the pasiones that I have in life. And that I'm going to continue to bring people with me because we need our future leaders now more than ever. But the only way they can be here, we got to bring them and invite them to the table and give them a journal and give them the info and now have them seek out the most important things. And then they seek out their pasión. So we want to say thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Noan El Boricua. Join us. Follow us on IG, Fuel Pasión Podcast. And hopefully you guys can join us on Patreon as well. We're super excited that you guys are following us. And that's pretty much it. We hear it. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. And as always, I got to give you that beat drop to end it out. Enjoy the rest of your day. Remember, la cultura, the faith, las conexiones, all that fuels your pasión. Have a good one.